T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And you, I hate your friends and they hate me too. But you, it's that hot girl bummer anthem. Turn it up and throw a tantrum.
Hello, old friends.
Tell me, do you know what day it is?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
I don't know, man. Why don't you tell me?
National Best Friends Day.
National Best Friends Day.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
We're all best friends.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend.
You're my best friend.
Bestest friends in the whole world.
You seriously are my best friend. Like, I can't even lie. Like, you are it. You are the one. You are numero uno.
Hello, best friends. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. It is National Best Friends Day. Julie, you and I are having our best friends join us on the show today.
I can't wait. I'm so excited we're going to have our best friends on. What a fun idea.
What's your best friend's name?
Jessica.
Jessica. How long have you guys known each other?
She was my sorority sister, so I've known her since college.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, it's still been a while since I've been in college.
Not that long, like, what, last week you just graduated?
Yeah, but I was saying, like, she knows where all the bodies are buried. Like, she knows all my secrets.
We'll get some of those juicy secrets. I'm going to have my best friend join as well. We've known each other for over a decade as well, and we're going to play a little game of basically the newlywed game. It'll be the best friend game. It's kind of like you're married to your best friend. They should be able to answer all those same kind of questions. It's also, speaking of marriage, my wife's birthday today.
Oh, hey! That's awesome. Why
Happy
was
birthday,
I thinking?
Katie.
Wait, whose birthday's like July 1st or 2nd besides mine? Wasn't it?
Oh, my nephew's, Landon.
Oh,
same day, July 2nd.
I thought it was your wife. Okay. Well, happy birthday, Katie.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Because, like, life's been so crazy, we don't have anything special planned. I feel like every year, for the most part, we go on a trip. COVID kind of stopped all that last year. But even then, we went to a cabin somewhere in the middle of nowhere kind of for her birthday. This year, we have nothing really planned because we got the newborn. I think we might go have like lunch somewhere, maybe like the botanical gardens or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you have some of those out there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Not as cool as Missouri's because Missouri's is the oldest, I found out. Yeah.
And I like how today we just happen to be talking about the best birthday gift that costs nothing.
Yeah, convenient. Yeah. That got on the show.
Very convenient. You're looking for a free gift today.
Yeah, maybe. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. You know, Lance and I were chatting on the pre-show show about how it's only Tuesday and it's already been a tough week.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it's getting back to, you know, the normal thing. And I think it's also the way the weather is. You know, it's like, will you just rain already? Just get it out of the way. Let's get some sunshine.
That's so funny. It didn't rain on you yesterday.
No.
It rained on me. I went to the car wash and when I was there washing my car.
That's like, the worst. Do they give you like an insurance so you can go back? What do they do?
Well, I think you can go back, but I'm a member, so I can go back anytime.
Oh,
no.
That's right. I forgot. You are big with the car wash.
Yeah,
you go every
right.
single
every
Saturday.
Week. Oh, yeah.
Except for the Saturday that you and I hung out.
I got to keep that dog hair out of there. I always take him on trips and dog hair gets everywhere. So I was like, I'm a member now.
What about you, Lance? How are you doing?
You would think as an officially recognized lord by the country of Scotland, I would have membership privileges at a car wash, but I don't. I'm doing okay. I can't complain.
I don't get that joke. I don't get that.
I'm a lord of Scotland. I should have privileges.
Oh, I was like, what does a car wash have to do with Scotland?
He should have all big. He should have
just
every privilege.
You are fancy anyway.
Right.
Sorry, it takes me a minute. That was funny.
After after I process the joke, Lance, it's funny.
That's funny. That's a checkmark funny.
Let's get this hilarious show started. We're all best friends hanging out with you on The Wake Up with Brett and Julia on Y98 St. Louis. It's The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We try to put a smile on your face, and Julie does that every single day, just being herself.
Aww, thanks, Brett.
But she usually drops some good news to also help with that. So what's some good news, Julie?
Well, there was a bakery that was talking about making some pride cookies. Got a little bit of hate about it on social media, but then a lot of people said, oh, no, we are not going to do that. So they... The next day when they opened up the bakery, there was a line all the way around the corner to get these rainbow cookies, and they actually sold out of rainbow cookies.
Awesome.
And awesome. I want a rainbow cookie now. Where can we get some? What bakery in the STL is going to make some rainbow cookies today? Text us.
Right? Yeah. If you're a bakery, can we get some rainbow cookies?
Please.
I can't believe we're still dealing with this in 2021. I mean, there's one thing to hate people, right?
Like, right.
It's another thing to go out of your way to hate cookies because they're making it. Just don't go to the bakery, okay? Like, just don't.
Right.
Like, it's insane to me. And so I'm so glad that people went and supported this bakery, and the line was down the block to say, screw you, we're going to eat some delicious cookies. And I bet they're even better because they're rainbow.
I bet so, too. That's what I always say. There is a lot more good people out there than bad. Sometimes the bad are louder, but No, the good people are there to help everybody.
Well said. If you want to follow along with that story, just go to Y98.com.
Thanks for waking up with The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
It's The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We do have everything that's happening in Hollywood. We recap it in 60 seconds. It's called the Entertain Minute with the entertainment guru, Julie Tristan.
Okay, Brett, do you and Katie watch The Bachelorette? Or like,
I'm not a Bachelor fan.
Oh, for some reason, I pictured you and Katie pre-baby watching The Bachelorette together.
I am excited for this Katie, though. She was, she's like a friend I know, somebody who knows her kind of thing.
Of course you know her. You know everybody.
In radio in Seattle. And so I do know somebody kind of like, you know, via Kevin Bacon style, six degrees removed. And I think she's awesome, though. I think she's really outspoken and stopped bullying when she was on The Bachelor. So I'm excited for Katie.
I actually think I'm going to have to watch this season. So a new season of The Bachelorette began last night. Katie Thurston met 30 handsome men, gave her first impression rose to a guy named Greg. So he is instantaneously the front runner to reach those fantasy suites. There were two guys that like got in this heated exchange. So people are like, they looks like they're the hot-headed villains of the season. And former Bachelorettes Caitlin Bristow and Tashia Adams are the replacement hosts for Chris Harrison. But it looks really good. I was just watching the trailer for it. I love this show. It's ridiculous. I will watch it. Speaking of ridiculous, Khloe Kardashian, she ranted about people using too many plastic bottles.
There's something that irks me, is that I see people taking water bottles and they're just pouring it into the gallon size reusable plastic bottle so they can consume their water for the day. That defeats the purpose.
I mean, use like a Brita and fill up your reusable, water
bottle.
Yeah,
she's not wrong.
So she's not wrong, but the internet called her a hypocrite because she flies around in private jets, fills her house with balloons for every special occasion. So she was trying to do something good, and then they came after her.
Wow. I mean, everybody can be probably more green. I mean, be careful if you're going to cast a stone. Like, are you, not wasting any energy ever?
Exactly. Come on now. And then finally, the 8 films from the Conjuring universe have been ranked from best to worst. It's no surprise. The first film is the best. Annabelle was ranked as the worst. If you want to watch some scary movies, now I want to say Khloe Kardashian. that's your entertainment. It's my Kardashian voice.
Yeah, I love it. If you're obsessed with the Kardashians or just Julie's Kardashian voice, head over to Y98.com. We throw up all those stories. Everything look better with a view. classic saying, sometimes the best gifts in life are absolutely free. Is that true?
It kind of depends. Not on my birthday, necessarily.
What's the best gift that you received that it costs absolutely nothing? Like, this was a sweet, really thought out gift, but you know it didn't cost any money. Was it homemade? Was it an action? 314-531-9898. Something cute, something small, or maybe a big gesture, and it costs absolutely nothing. I say this and I bring it up because, one, I think it's interesting, and two, it is my wife's birthday, and I would love to find a gift that costs absolutely nothing because I just had a baby and I'm balling on a budget.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Brad. Good luck.
I think there's some cool ones out there. Like, one, I saw some people DM artwork that I get from my nieces and nephews.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So I think that's, like, super cute. If, like, you have kids who get giving you artwork, if you have that type of story, call us up. I'm curious, what did they draw? What was the artwork? What kind of gift did you receive?
Yeah, I mean, from children that don't have a job, that's cute. But what about from a DJ on a radio show giving his wife a gift? I'd be like, hello. Julie, I don't want your picture.
Right. Okay, man.
Don't be drawing me no picture, Brett, for your birthday.
I don't think my wife would like this, but I thought it was a clever idea. I just saw Lance. Your wife took over your Instagram on your birthday. It's kind of a fun gift, right? What was the story behind that?
She just proposed it. She's like, for your birthday, I want to take over your Instagram. I think it'd be a neat idea to get a different perspective. It's like, that's a great idea. So, yeah, that, you know, I put out a video on Sunday, which was my birthday, and, you know, said, hey, what do you guys think about that? And everybody to a person's like, yes, let her do it. So it was a great idea. It worked really well.
Aww. So I don't know if I do the social handle thing, but I think it's so fun. So I'm looking for, like, fun ideas. Something that's fun, something that's cute, that costs absolutely nothing. Something that shows Julie that it's possible, because Julie over here doesn't think it's possible.
I'm like, I don't know how to answer that question. Come back to me.
Show Julie that a really thought out, cute gift can exist and it'd be absolutely free. Please, God, somebody text it or call. 314-531-9898.
Jump in and join.
Late in the game yesterday, word that we're going to have Florida Georgia Line tickets in like 6 minutes. So hang out for those. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Somebody has to prove Julie wrong. I think there's some cool gifts out there that are absolutely free. Some fun things you can do with your partner or a friend that costs absolutely nothing. 314-531-9898. This organically popped up on the show, and it made it onto the show the same day it's my wife's birthday. I don't know how that happened.
Right. What a coincidence. Right. You're looking for free gifts on Katie's birthday today.
I don't know if I should thank Kevin for being a genius or kick him because of his suggestion off the air just a few seconds ago. What was your suggestion I should have done for my wife?
Since you have, you know, we're babysitting little baby Theo over the weekend.
It's Teddy. I got Theo in your head. That's okay. My fault. It's baby Teddy. Theo.
You're good. But yeah, sorry, we do call him Teddy as his nickname. Yeah.
You could have taken pictures with, you know, Teddy all over the house with like a little happy birthday signs, and then throughout the day sent these birthday texts to Katie. And been like, you know, happy birthday, I'm thinking of you, you know, and all that
so
stuff.
Cute.
And then I was like, but I thought about it too late, so I apologize.
You already jacked that one up. Sorry, yep. But
genius idea.
Good idea. Good idea. And yeah, somebody could do that for me with my dogs. I would think that was so cute.
Yeah, July 2nd. Don't forget, Kevin. You got to remember.
You are. Nice job remembering my birthday.
What a beautiful birthday gift that cost absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Lori and Troy, what's a gift that you received that cost absolutely nothing?
So my husband is a Cubs fan and I am a Cardinals fan, and our grandkids are also split. So our boys each made us a picture representing our teams for our offices, and they framed it with, I guess this did cost a dollar because they got a frame at the Dollar Tree.
Fair.
That's enough. That's
and
okay.
It was the best gift I have ever received.
Aww,
I looked at it every day in my office.
Aww.
He feels the same way. Thank
you so much for the call. That's a beautiful story, Lori. And you said you were your husband's a Cubs fan. I like him. I'm a Cubs fan.
Wait a minute. I like you, Lori.
Brittany in House Springs, you have a great suggestion for me? The gift that costs absolutely nothing?
Yeah, I do. So you could take her, give her the day. You could take her and do like a picnic at a park. And then you guys could just take like a walk. And, you know, you could just take snacks from the house. You don't even have to go buy anything. Like, you guys could just do a picnic and spend the day with each other. And aww, she would probably adore that more than any gift you could ever buy her.
Brittany, that is a great suggestion. And I can even see on Julie's face right now, that's fun and romantic, isn't it, Julie?
That's right. You know what? A little romance is always free. Sometimes it's not free, but right, that's a good idea.
See? It works. It's perfect.
Brittany, thank you so much for the suggestion. I appreciate it. Katie in Florissant.
Florissant. He's learning.
I'm learning the cities. Yeah. Do you have a gift idea for me that's absolutely free on my wife's birthday?
Well, when I had a newborn, our anniversary popped up with my husband, and he either took the baby or he had someone take the baby so that I could sleep and shower and just take care of myself, and then he made dinner. It was great.
Katie, best you know thing what's ever. Crazy about being a parent, I've learned this. Shower and sleep is now one of the best gifts you can actually
right,
receive.
Absolutely. That's cute.
Thank you so much for the call. Another gift for you is Florida Georgia Line tickets that will be absolutely free. Just win them in like 6 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis.
Florida Georgia Line tickets on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie right after Keep It Moving.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
This is Keep It Moving, where we take all the stories that are buzzing on the internet. I read a headline. Julie can either say, tell me more, this is interesting, or she'll say, keep it moving. That headline bores me. Julie's in control of what you hear. In the next 2 minutes, we cover as much ground as Julie lets us.
Okay.
Julie, how about this? A solution to the most awkward part of seeing people after the pandemic.
Tell me more. Okay, I like to know this.
Yeah, a lot of conferences are starting to do colored wristbands, a way for people to know whether you're okay with physical contact or not. Red means stay 6 feet away. Yellow means touching elbows is how you want to be greeted. And green means you're okay with handshakes, high fives, and hugs again. Instead of going like, oh, what do we do when you first see each other and it's super awkward, you just look at the wristband and you know, so there's no awkward moment.
Oh, I think I would need each color so I could depend on who I'm seeing. Right. Like, do I want to touch you or not?
I see like a weird uncle coming up. Let me put this on.
No, wait, stop. Red, whatever that one was. Yeah.
They said that it's popular at weddings as well.
That's cute.
Who's smarter, men or women?
Women, keep it moving.
Here's how many dates it takes before we know we like someone.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Just under half of people said 3 dates or less is enough to tell. The survey also said that 54% of people on dating apps are looking for something serious.
Well, yeah, I love to hear that. I feel like it takes me 2 dates to know if I'm going to like somebody. The first one, sometimes I'm like, man, I'm not going to like you. But then my friends always make me do the second one. And I'm like, yeah, I still don't like you.
Too funny. And then you say, keep it moving to them.
All right.
We have been splitting the bill the wrong way our entire lives.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so whether you split the bill down the middle that some people do, or you just pay for whatever you ordered when you're out with friends, etiquette experts. Sorry, it's tongue twister.
No, oh, that etiquette.
Yeah. Daffy Duck said it's the wrong way to do it. They said you're supposed to take turns with friends. Say, hey, I'll pick up this one, and then they're going to get the next one. That's the right way to do it with friends.
Oh, always forget like whose turn it is, and we just split it down the middle. I'm telling you. That's funny.
How much laundry are families doing per pounds a year?
A lot. Keep it moving.
Yeah. A wife decided to get revenge on her husband with a fake grocery list.
Oh, tell me more about that. I bet it had a bunch of, products that we use every month on there.
I know. It's the hardest thing to do. This is the final story, is to go grocery shopping. But she made a grocery list because she felt like he wasn't pulling his weight around the house. And things on the list were 3% milk, seedless strawberries, fat-free hummus, and unsour sour cream, things that don't exist, and made him walk around the grocery store looking for this crazy stuff.
Whoever you are out there, you are a genius.
Let's give away those Florida Georgia Line tickets right now. 314-531-9898. We'll open up the Bomberito box office. Go ahead and do that, Julie. And we'll get you Florida Georgia Line tickets right now just for hanging out with the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Lance, let's Kevin, I think we're gonna run out of time probably to play a song. Lance, can you take a look at the roads for us?
And we gotta keep it moving.
Keep it moving. That's what he does. He's keeping it moving. Okay.
That's true. I act so that makes it all feel complicated. Yeah. Is complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it.
I'm scared. It's TikTok Challenge Tuesday on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, your friend Kelly Mano has like a 1.3 million followers on TikTok. She's kind of a big deal.
Major big deal. What's up, Kelly?
Good morning, guys.
All right, Kelly, you have a challenge for us that Julie and I will attempt. This is something you probably have done before on your awesome TikTok. Shout out your TikTok for everybody so they can follow you on TikTok.
TikTok is at Kelly Mano, also the website. For merch is kellymano.com. And today's TikTok challenge is going to help confirm why women are superior to men in so many different ways.
Great. Yes! Great. I knew I was in trouble.
So basically, I'm going to demonstrate this for you first. It seems very simple. All you're doing is picking up a chair, right?
Okay.
However, it seems that women are the only ones who can do this, not men. So we're going to see. I'll demonstrate for y'all.
All right.
You're going to take a chair, and you need a wall. You're going to stand with your nose to the wall.
Okay.
Okay.
Take two steps backwards, heel to toe.
Heel, toe, heel, toe.
You're going to slide the chair in front of you. You're going to bend over and put your weight onto your noggin. Okay?
What? Okay.
Then you are going to take the chair. So you're almost like in an L position. You're going to take the chair, lift it to your chest, and here's where the sexes divide, because women can stand up and men cannot.
I can stand up.
I
just said Brett looks way too confident already. I'm so excited for this failure.
Yes. All right, Kevin, because we're going to step away a little bit farther from the mic. Kevin, can you give a little play-by-play as
Absolutely.
Julie and I do this?
Here we go. Yeah. All right.
So they're going to have to go nose and toes to the wall.
Okay.
And take two steps backwards, heel to toe. Now lean forward like an L and put all your weight into that wall.
Okay.
Slide the chair underneath you and let's have Julie go first. How about on the count of three, Julie lifts the chair.
Wait, I got a big chair.
I can't do it. All right, Julie. Brett's already trying, video. Can't do it.
This is just like...
Julie has lifted the chair without any problems.
Oh, I just hit it in my head, too. Okay.
All right, let's check in on Brett.
Brett, you're cheating!
Brett just dropped the chair and got a hernia.
Brett's got a hyena now. Oh, my gosh.
Why can't I do it?
Brett, because you are a dude. You suck. I'm just kidding.
Is there a trick behind this? Kelly, why can't I do it?
Some people are saying that it has to do with men and women's like center of gravity. I just like to go with the general thought that women are better than men.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm out of breath. I got a dad bod.
Did I flash you? I should have worn a skirt today. I've been like, hey, let me get you.
Girl, your butt looks good.
Okay.
I was like, go, Julie.
I've been working out that butt.
Kelly, thank you so much for the TikTok Challenge Tuesday and embarrass me in front of everybody.
You're welcome, Brett.
Appreciate
Follow
that.
At Kelly Mano on the TikTok. She's so funny.
Coming up in the Entertainment Minute, Julie, what can we expect?
We can expect a lot of more strength because I'm a woman. Hear me roar in your face.
We'll do that in like 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
If the world present and you come over right.
We appreciate you waking up with the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We're going to recap everything that happened in Hollywood last night with the queen of entertainment, Julie Tristan, with the Entertainment Minute.
All right, let's talk about a movie that's in the works. Harvey Weinstein, the movie's in the works. The reporters who broke that story that eventually put him in prison, they'll be played by Carey Mulligan from Promising Young Woman and Zoe Kazan from The Deuce.
That guy's a sick, sick man, what he did to Hollywood. Man, ugh.
I know. I'm glad some people are going to be making money off of him. In your face, Harvey.
Yeah, right.
This crazy Ellie Kemper story. She apologized for taking part in the debutante ball more than 20 years ago that had roots in white supremacy. She said that even though she was only 19 at the time, ignorance is no excuse.
That's brave for her to come back out like afterwards and kind of realize, hey, like I've grown as a person and I'm acknowledging this and not running from it.
Yeah. And then finally, we've got some Marvel news for me and Kevin to nerd out for a minute. Just
I never know what to do when you guys do this. I'm just going to step back and let you guys do what you do with Marvel.
A teaser for the new Loki TV series reveals that Loki is gender fluid. Also, General Mills is selling limited edition boxes of Loki charms. The show hits Disney Plus tomorrow. I saw a preview yesterday, Kev. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
You can trust me.
Loki, I've studied almost every moment of your entire life. You've literally stabbed people in the back like 50 times. I'll never do it again.
Oh, that is awesome.
I am excited too. I think it's going to be awesome. So cool to see Owen Wilson join the Marvel Universe.
I wonder if they're going to put out like a new movie every day or new episode every week, or can I watch them all tomorrow?
I'm thinking every week. That's how they. That's how they roll.
Boo.
Yeah, Julia just wanted to watch 12 hours of Marvel.
I totally would. The nerding out is over. That's your Entertainment Minute.
If you want to catch up on all of those stories or just nerd out with Julie and Kevin on the Loki release, go to Y98.com. Coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to test all the Y98 staff to find out if they actually listen to the show and they care about us. We'll tell you how we'll do that in 3 minutes on Y.
Look up, it's taken, so say, all you have to do is hey.
All right, so this is our little secret. You can't tell anybody, but we're going to hide some money on the staff of Y98. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Because Julie and I are the new people, we decided, hey, is anyone even listening to us?
Right.
Are Jen, Hayes, and Jake, who are all part of the Y98 family, do they wake up every morning, have coffee, and listen to us? They should, don't you think?
I think they should, and I think Jen might. So hopefully just turn your radio off so it's fair, Jen.
Do you think so? Of Jen, Hayes, and Jake, you think Jen is the most likely to find the money we're going to hide?
Oh, totally. Hayes is probably still sleeping. Just kidding. I don't know.
That's so funny. Okay, so what we're going to do is Julie's going to hide some money. We're all going to pitch in. We're going to hide money in the room somewhere. Julie, where do you want to hide it? Where should we hide it?
Somewhere like right by where Kevin is sitting, because that's where they're going to come sit.
Okay. You want to do it like underneath the desk?
Yeah, let's do it underneath the desk where you are, Kev.
Okay.
All right, we're going to hide $100 underneath the desk.
Since you're sitting over there, you got to put the $100 over there, Kev.
Oh, yeah. Kevin, take that out of your wallet. We know your wallet.
Yeah.
I was asking for free gifts earlier. Someone's going to have to come up with this money.
Lance?
Maybe we'll put like an IOU in there.
That's right.
But they will get the money if they're listening.
Right.
The first one to find it will receive $100 eventually from us, maybe a quarter a day for the rest of our lives.
Right. It's going to be from Kevin, obviously. He's very generous.
But the only way, so we can't talk about this on social media. If you're listening right now, don't tell them.
Yeah.
This is our little secret. And then the first one to find it will win $100 from us just for supporting us. And we'll see how long it sits there. Do you think it might sit there forever? Or do you think Jen's going to come in and grab that money as soon as she can?
I feel like Jen's going to grab that money fast. But right. I'm going to write IOU. How much are we going to owe him again?
$100.
I owe you $100 from Kevin.
Okay. I think Hayes has got a shot. I think my boy Hayes is going to wake up early.
Oh, you think so?
You think so?
Yeah.
And also, when we put the tent up in the room, the night guy, Jake, we found out sleeps there. So he might even be in the room with you. You don't even know.
He might be in here somewhere. I owe you $100. Love, Kevin. See, I got it written.
All right. This is the only time we can talk about it. No comments on social media. Don't tell them. And we'll find out how long it sits there and who is the first to find it. Jen, Hayes, or Jake. And we will give them $100 of Kevin's money.
Oh, I was trying to post this picture on social media, and I wrote the word picture wrong. I put P-I-C-K. That's not how you spell it. It's picture.
Julie, no one's going to see this.
How do you spell picture? Right. I don't even know right now.
Don't worry. They're not going to see it.
I'll tell you for $100.
Oh, you are smart. There you go, Kevin. You are smart.
All right, we're putting it up right now. First one to find it gets $100. We'll see if they listen to The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping. Lights in the lights go.
We got our best friends on the phone now on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. You'll want to be our best friends. About 10 minutes from now, we're going to give away Maroon 5 tickets. It is National Best Friend Day, so Julie and I have asked our best friends to jump on with us and play a version of what is like the newlywed game. We're going to call it the best friend game.
Yeah.
And they're going to answer questions about us, newlywed style. Julie, introduce your best friend to us.
Oh, my best friend is my friend Jessica. And we've known each other since our college days at Mizzou. We're sorority sisters. So I've known her since like I was a sophomore in college.
Thanks for coming on, Jessica. No pressure.
Yeah.
Right. I know.
Jessica, can you mute your Zoom? I think we're getting a little bit of feedback. Mute your Zoom.
We're like, mute it. Oh, she's muted. I muted mine too, Brett.
Cool. It's muted.
There we go. All right, cool. And then my best friend is somebody I've known for over a decade, is Scotty. Scotty jumped in on with us, and I've also did a radio show with him for a year. So, and we wore matching outfits too. So, come on. Scotty?
Scotty.
Hey, yep. I'm here.
Okay, cool. All right, so what we're going to do is we're gonna answer questions newlywed style. Kevin will ask questions.
Oh, wait, take your phone off a speaker. I think that's what it is.
Okay, someone's on speaker still.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go, hey, Jessica.
That was me.
Can you hear us still, though?
Sorry. Yeah,
okay.
She should still be able to hear us, right, okay. Jessica?
I can hear you.
Okay cool. Okay, so what we're going to do is Kevin will ask us questions that we've answered. Julie and I have already wrote down our answers, and you guys will have to match our answers that we already filled out everything for, okay?
Okay.
All right. Kevin, go ahead.
If Brett and Julie were an animal, what animal would they be?
I can't hear Kevin.
If Brett and Julie were an animal, what animal would we be?
What animal would Julie be?
An animal. A dog.
Bam!
Oh, yeah!
A dog!
A dog is right.
Of course I chose a dog. Nice job, Jessica!
Scotty, right. What animal would I be?
Well, one thing about Brett is he's always plotting in the back of his mind, so he's always got something sneaky going on, and he likes to creep up and surprise you with things. And he thinks he's slicker than he is. I'm going Jaguar.
Boom! That's
Shut
right.
up.
Whoa.
You guys are cheating.
Wow.
We got accused of cheating.
I feel like they might be.
I'm clearly a Jaguar. I look just like it. If you see me, you're like, oh, that guy's a Jaguar.
I would never think of the animal Jaguar for anything besides like on a car.
Right. He tries to jump off things all the time. He's climbing things. Yeah, he's a Jaguar.
You should be a spider monkey then. That's not a Jaguar. All right, I'm just being a sore. Okay. We're not losing yet, but I'm about to be a sore loser.
We have time for one more question.
All right, we'll do one more,
round.
Kevin. Yeah.
All right. What would Brett and Julie say is their favorite movie of all time?
Go ahead, Julie. You want to go first? Julie and Jessica? What do you think, Jessica?
Okay. Like, initially, I'm going with some kind of Star Wars theme because I feel that. But knowing Julie, as a best friend would know her, I'm going to go with 16 Candles.
Oh, wait, I think I wrote the wrong one. That was 16 Candles. What's happening, Hot Stuff?
It's not Pretty in Pink.
Wait, what's happening, Hot Stuff? The quote I wrote is from 16 Candles.
So that's kind of right. She's just got the wrong movie.
I have a bad memory, which she knows about.
Scotty, what movie would I choose as my favorite movie of all time?
Well, when you're best friends with somebody, you're usually compared to two people that are best friends, like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, and he quotes it all the time, Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting!
Whatever!
Wow. We were totally robbed. We got half a point, though.
Yeah, it's 1.5 to 2 right now. We'll come back. Yeah, we'll play a song. We'll finish up the other, what do we got, four more questions, Kevin?
Yes, four more questions.
We'll do the other four questions, and we'll give away Maroon 5 tickets in one song on Y98 St. Louis.
KYKY.
Was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So, before you go.
You're like 3 minutes away from Maroon 5 tickets on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Today's National Best Friend Day, so we've asked our best friends to join us on the show and play a newlywed-style game called the Best Friend Game. And right now, Julie's friend Jessica has 1.5 points, and my friend, my best friend Scotty, has two. By the way, we wore matching outfits, Julie. I mean,
you guys look good. You look very good.
And Scotty, which we post the video later, has a background of just us that he keeps as a Zoom background at all times. Not a coincidence at all.
I feel like my best friend is playing with a handicap because I have a bad memory. So I forget what I like.
I also do.
Kevin, go ahead and read the other questions.
All right. We're moving on with the game. Here we go. If Brett or Julie had to eat one meal for the rest of their life, what would it be?
Jessica, go ahead for Julie. What was the one meal she would have the rest of her life?
I feel like it would be Emo's Pizza.
I was going to do that one, but I thought you would do this one.
Oh, jeez. On the pizza.
That's right. So another half a point.
0.5 for us.
We have 2 points. I almost put Emo's, but I used to say, if there's cheese at a party, I'll be there. And so I figured she would remember that.
That's how you get Julie at a party. Yeah. Scotty, mine's an easy one. Do not blow this for us or I'll be so mad.
No. Brett likes to pretend he's going to eat some kind of weird protein muffin in the morning and be healthy all day, but he's going cookies all day, all night long.
Yeah. My favorite food of all time, people.
These guys are cheating, Jessica. I know they are.
Right. I feel like they may have discussed this. I don't know. Yeah. Matching outfits and everything.
Right.
So,
like, we actually...
There was discussion.
We're being honest.
Julie knows I love cookies, like, obsessed with them, and she's been working with me for a month. All the time, I just talk about cookies. All
right, I would have said beef jerky. I don't know.
Your next question, what is the one part of their body that Brett and Julie feels the most confident about?
That's a funny question. Jessica, do you want a second to think as I saw your face?
Yeah, you guys go first.
All right, Scotty, go ahead. It's okay. Obvious, man. Okay.
We know it's not his butt, because there's not a flatter butt in the country than Brett Mega's. So I'm going to go arms. I don't know if I know this. Arms or shoulders?
That's funny. My wife said I would probably choose arms as my answer, but clearly my booty.
What? You have a terrible butt.
I do have the flattest butt in St. Louis, but I rock it.
But you're confident about it, okay?
Yeah, right. This is your chance to catch up. You guys can actually take the lead, I think.
No, okay. All right, I'm going to take the lead on this one because I'm pretty sure about this one because I think it's the most awesome part of Julie, which is her beautiful teeth and smile.
I almost said my face. I really did, but I said my butt.
Your arms.
I'm working out.
All right. Arms.
We're still up by a half a point during the best friend game. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, okay. If Brett or Julie were to be played in a movie, what actor would portray them?
This was the toughest one for me, man. I'm a good-looking dude. Scotty, you want to go first? Go ahead, Scotty.
I'm going to go with the guy that has been called multiple times his twin, Channing Tatum.
Oh, man, we were close. I went with three answers. Zac Efron, Ryan Reynolds, and The Rock, because I would go through an evolution.
Three answers?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like starting off, it would be Zac Efron, then I'd move into Ryan Reynolds, and by the end, you know, I would look like The Rock. That would probably be the evolution of the movie.
So you're going to look like The Rock eventually, is what you're saying right now?
Yeah, clearly. Okay. I'm in my Ryan Reynolds stage right now, people. What about you, Jessica?
Okay, I'm going to go with
It's a hard one.
This is super hard for me, actually. I'm going to go with Julia Roberts as my first guess. Maybe can I have three?
Yes, you can. Because he has three answers.
Okay, I don't even know. Channing Tatum and The Rock.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? The Rock and Julia Roberts. What is it, Julie?
I said Anne Hathaway.
Oh, I can see that.
I get that sometimes. That's why I said it.
We're still winning.
That's hard.
Yeah.
These are hard questions.
This is a very difficult one.
How about what food do we eat at Mizzou whenever we were hungover?
Do you know that, Jesse?
Taco Bell. We totally said Taco Bell. Anyway.
Do we want to finish this up? Or do
yeah, last question real quickly. Right. Julie said this is the most important one. No pressure, okay. Jessica.
Jessica's going to want to know this. She's going to one.
Through no song, right. How would Brett and Julie describe themselves in the bedroom? All by myself, party rock anthem, or get your freak on?
Oh.
Go ahead, Scotty. Okay. You go first. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yep. Okay. Well, I would say if he gets in trouble on his wife's birthday today for calling me his best friend, it would be all by myself. But
all by myself!
No! He said but! He was going to guess something else, you cheater! He's like, let me guess two out of the three.
He's had a baby, people. Back off.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Jessica, this was the most important one for Julie. What is it?
Freak on.
Get on, your freak on!
Yeah! I think they were down by half a point, so that makes them the winners! Because we did kind of cheat at the end. And Julie will kill me if she doesn't win.
That's right. I was like about to be mad. We won. We are good to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for coming on and joining us. You guys were a lot of fun. And we know why we're all best friends now.
And we love you. Thanks for being our best friend.
And we love you.
Julie, you want to open up the Bomberito box office and give away those Maroon 5 tickets?
Boop, 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 boop. The Bomberito box office is open. It's all sevens today. Call us at 314-531-9898 to win some sort of tickets. I don't even know which ones. I forgot.
Maroon 5 tickets. You got to be caller 18. Lance, take a look at the roads.
All right.
Sometimes it's hard to pay attention to everything that's happening in Hollywood. I'm like, it's hard to keep up with these celebrities. Thank God we got Julie Tristan, who, by the way, worked at Entertainment Tonight. Not to brag or anything.
Thank you for bragging for me.
So she recaps it in 60 seconds. It's called the Entertainment Minute.
All right. Well, who's going up into space first? Jeff Bezos says his company is going to do the first space flight. Going to happen on July 20th. And he's taking his brother with him.
Oh, cool.
So it's like the guy has so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it. So he's like, let's just go to outer space. What do you think, eh?
Right, exactly. Might as well. And is it Bezos? Bezos?
Bezos.
I
always
screw Bezos? Up, I don't Bezos. Know.
He's just rich. I just call him Jeff Billionaire, dude.
Jeff Billionaire, dude. Colin Farrell, he ran Australia's Brisbane Marathon. He came in 222nd, but he ran this marathon, which is, 26.2 miles?
Yeah, like 26 and a half or something like that. Yeah.
He ran it in 3 hours, 54 minutes. I ran a half marathon in like 3 hours and 54 minutes, so you go, Colin Farrell. That's amazing. Yeah, that's awesome. You just get audio out of nowhere, Kev. You go.
I try.
On TV tonight, NBC has America's Got Talent. The auditions happen tonight. The Flash is on the CW. Oh, Superman and Lois is on the CW. And the third season finale of New Amsterdam is tonight on NBC. And that's your Entertainment Minute.
We'll throw all those stories up on the web for you if you want to check them out and just find out how billionaires are spending their money. Just go to Y98.com. I got this this feeling that this game's going to be a lot of fun. Summer blockbuster movies are back. People are going to the theaters again. And so what we're going to do is play the summer blockbuster tagline game, where Kevin will read a tagline from a summer blockbuster movie from back in the day. And Julie, Lance, and myself will guess what movie it's from. This was a lot of fun and pretty competitive yesterday. And Lance, I think, just stole the show, right, Julie?
I know. I thought Lance was doing, like, traffic on 102.5, so he wasn't going to play. I was like, oh, good, Lance isn't playing.
So good. No, I am here to take you all down.
All right, great. We'll see. Okay, well, let's start with the summer of 1977.
Great.
The tagline was, a long time ago.
Lance? Star Wars
is correct.
What is the actual tagline, though?
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was the tagline, too?
That was the tagline.
The start. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lance, wow, man. He's on fire.
Fire.
All right, let's see how you do with this one.
Oh, Lance, there's an accident. You got to go.
Right,
probably,
right?
Yeah, just heard about that accident.
I think Greg Hewitt's calling you, Lance. We're going to pick up.
This was a summer blockbuster in 1999. Reality is a thing of the past.
Reality is a thing of the past.
Julie.
99.
That Jim Carrey movie where he's in a reality show? What's it called?
The Truman Show.
Truman Show?
That is not correct.
That's a good guess,
no,
though.
Okay. No.
Brett, reality? You got a guess?
No. Reality is a thing of the past.
Yeah, this movie had two sequels.
Two sequels.
Oh, no, it's not. That's
1999. It introduced us to Bullet Time.
Bulletproof?
Lance.
The Matrix.
Oh! Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
All right. Wow. Lance still got it, kind of.
All right.
Man. Sorry if you're, like, in your car screaming at us.
Yeah!
The Matrix!
Hopefully you're playing along and you can help us. Phone a friend.
Did you take the red pill or the blue pill? All right. Your final question for today's movie tagline game. From the year 2002, summer blockbuster, with great power...
Julie.
Spider-Man is correct.
Oh,
with great comes power. Great responsibility.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo.
I know.
I didn't get a single point. Julie won Marvel, and boom, nailed it.
Yes, me and Kevin, we are on that same level. You go, Kevin.
All right. Well, I'll have more tomorrow.
Yeah, let's play tomorrow. That's a lot of fun, and hopefully you played along in your car. And... you know, if you want to throw a couple in my way, like maybe text me. That'd be great. It's Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for hanging out with The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Hot dive into frozen waves where the past comes back to life.
So like a track star. Hold me, feel so holy.
Finally, a solution to the most awkward thing in the world when you run into somebody that you haven't seen in a while and you're like, do I shake your hand? Do I hug you? And you're always kind of like doing like the like dance move. Like, what do we do? How do we do this?
Like, hey, what are you going to do? Okay.
There is a solution on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. A company has created, especially for conferences and weddings when you're starting to have large gatherings again, they created a wristband system. And so what you do is you choose which wristband you want. So red means 6 feet away. You're still not comfortable shaking hands or hugging people. Yellow means touching elbows is okay. That's like your style and do the elbow bump. Green means you're okay with handshakes, high fives, and hugs again. And we're all good.
I mean, I think it would definitely be a green because I love hugging. My family were just a bunch of huggers, but I have some friends that, whether it's a pandemic or not, they're like, don't touch me. So I always am worried. I'm like, oh, are you like my friend who doesn't want to be touched? So it's awkward all the time.
I think this is a great solution. My wife just went to a wedding and I asked her this question. I said, hey, were people hugging? Because she's like, yeah, almost everyone was vaccinated at the wedding. Did people go back to hugging and shaking hands? Because I think a lot of people thought they would die. Like, we're no longer going to hug anymore. We're no longer going to shake hands.
Right.
And she said, though, for the most part, people were still keeping a distance, even though they were vaccinated.
Yeah, it is that weird moment when you see somebody and you're like, do you want to hug me? Do you want to, like, shake my... I was going to say kiss my hand. Would you like to kiss my hand?
Wait, do we have the... That's a purple wristband? Which one is that?
Would you like to kiss the ring? Yeah, I don't... I feel like that's weird. What do you do, Kev? Do you hug?
I'm, you know... That's a great question. I have not really been out enough to really say that. I was blown away at a wake here last week where the only people wearing a mask was my daughter, who's, you know, a one shot away from being fully vaccinated, who still needs to wear a mask. And I was like, you're not going to be the only one alone. I'll put one on for you, you know, just because I didn't want her to be the odd one out. But this place was packed and nobody had a mask on. And I'm like, too soon.
That's how you react. Did you hug? Did you guys shake hands there?
Yes. Yes. We shook hands. We hugged. We even apologized for wearing a mask. And they were so gracious. No, don't worry about it. Totally understand. No worries. So
it's interesting that you felt like you had to apologize for wearing a mask now. It's almost in reverse.
Right. Yeah. There's a weird, I don't want to say shame, but there's a weird feeling. There's a weird pressure now to not be like everybody else. Okay, everybody else doesn't have a mask. I don't need one either.
I know. It's a weird time.
Lance, what about you?
I'm kind of with Kevin. I'm in no hurry to lose the mask because, I mean, here's the way I look at it. I can control that. I can't control what other people do, nor do I have any interest in it. But I can control if I'm worried about it and I don't feel comfortable, I can wear a mask and it doesn't bother me.
Would you choose the red wristband then for 6 feet away or the yellow for like elbow touches? Which would you choose?
I'll do elbow.
Elbow is kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's interesting. I do think it's a solution. A company is, they said they're getting a lot of traction now that weddings are coming back. And I do think that is the most awkward thing is when you have to have that conversation. And some people are uncomfortable, whether they don't want to say no. Like, hey, can I hug you? And they're like, no, I don't feel comfortable, but now I'm just going to be forced into this hug, so they don't want to be uncomfortable. If you have the wristband, you eliminate that uncomfortable boundaries. You just set it and it's established.
Did you say what color you would wear, Brett?
I think I would go with hugs again. I'm cool with that. I would go green.
I thought so. Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. If you want to read up on it, we did post it under the Keep It Moving section on Y98.com. The classic saying is the best thing in life is free, and I love the idea of that on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie because today is my wife's birthday, and conveniently, just coincidentally, we started talking earlier in the show about gifts that are absolutely free that you loved in your life. Just happened to pop up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, you didn't think this was a good idea. At first, you thought, hey, no gift could be awesome if it was absolutely free. But I think people that were texting in, even you were impressed, right?
I sound like such a snotty pants. And guess what? Sometimes I am. One of these says, Brett, you can do open letters. Each letter have a different topic. Put it in an envelope labeled with when she would open it. For example, do things like open when you want to feel beautiful. Open when you're feeling stressed. Then you write about the topic to make her day.
I like that.
And then she can keep it for like whenever she needs it. Yeah, that's cool. That's a really great idea.
Open when I want to give you a free birthday gift.
Exactly, Kevin. Let's see. One person said create a playlist of songs that make you think of her when you hear them.
Old school playlist. I'm doing a cassette style maybe too.
Someone said put a cast of your son's feet and hands together, which that'll probably cost a little bit of money, but that's always really cute to have. Yeah. Their little feet and hands. Video collage of pictures throughout your relationship to her favorite songs or special songs. You could do some editing, put a video together.
That's a good idea.
You would, let's see. Homemade gift certificates, like good for a back rub, one for a bubble bath with candles or wine or chocolates, or maybe one for a $100 gift later this month.
Yeah.
When I can spend money.
Kevin, you had a really good idea. It was just too late. Thanks a lot, friend.
Yeah. Well, I know. You were by yourself for your first time with little Teddy over the weekend, and what a great time. You could have taken pictures of him with a little sign that said happy birthday. You could have had him throughout the entire house, and what a cool gift that would have been to Katie, you know, for her first, really, it's her first birthday as a mom.
Yeah, would have been a great idea, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. Could have, should have, would have.
Thanks a lot.
Well, okay. Well, there's always the half birthday.
No, Lord Kevin, that's funny.
Yeah. I do think these are super great ideas for anybody, not just me, because I am, you know, maybe conveniently looking for a free gift. You know, I'm just a new dad. But like, I do think they're just cute ideas that sometimes the best gifts are absolutely free and they're homemade or just thought of and they're just really cute.
Right.
And now, Julie, I think you're on board. You're no longer a snot.
The best gifts are homemade and free when you're a child. When you're an adult, you better spend some money on me, fool.
Okay, Julie. My 98 St. Julie, do you think I was just thrown under the bus? Earlier on the show, we played the best friend game, and my best friend came on, and we played it newlywed style. Immediately after he got off the show, he posted a picture of his wife on Instagram and said, "Oh, you're my best friend."
Oh! Well, I feel like when you're married, you can have two best friends. Obviously, your partner is
your best
friend.
I feel like he was throwing me under the bus, like, "Oh, you should have had your wife on and not me, man." Like, that's what he was doing. He was throwing shade at me.
That's why I am not married, because I have one for real best friend.
I was like, I saw this on Instagram. I'm like, why are you going to do that to me, bro?
Red.
My wife is my best friend. She would never want to do the show with me. She was too embarrassed of me.
Oh, really? That's
no, she'd probably do it. I don't think she'd care. I just thought it would be fun to have him on, and then all of a sudden, he threw me under the bus like that.
No, you're supposed to have your partner best friend, and then you can have a friend best friend, so it's all good. You're his friend best friend. He just doesn't want to post pictures of you today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. We'll post that video later on today. It was a lot of fun. The roads look fun, Lance.
We've got a little bit of activity. I would say things are doing better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.